I think this point that Lars was making is very important. It's the point that Abram was halfway between the place of ruin and the house of God. We don't really see what was going on in Abram's heart until we read he went down. But his condition was already downward. God wants us young people to be at the house, to be at Bethel, the house of God. Anytime we are halfway there, we're in trouble. We present ourselves a certain way publicly. And it may take a certain number of years before we actually are seen as Abram going, physically going down to Egypt. And so what we have to assess as we read this is, where is my position spiritually? Am I really, and you know what's interesting here is that this took place after the revelation of God himself. And this is the trap of the enemy often. We come from a conference, a camp, we've had a wonderful time at a retreat, and we are so high spiritually. He went up into this mountain, and yet his condition of heart was really the same. So that when he heads down now to Egypt because of this famine, and remember, things don't happen coincidentally. He put himself in a position where there was a famine, but God allowed this. And so God now, as someone said earlier, God is going to be stripping some of these layers, because God knows our hearts, but he wants us to acknowledge where we are spiritually. So he allows Abram to go. The famine affects him. So now what does Abram do? As they come near Egypt, he comes up with a bright idea. He says, you know what we're going to do? He says, honey, I know. He looks at his wonderful wife. And he says, honey, you know, I know you're a beautiful woman. You're beautiful to look upon. And he says, when the Egyptians see you, they're going to say, hey, look, we're going to kill this man. And we're going to take his wife. So number one, his heart condition, he's worried about self. The same God that appeared unto him in this revelation that he worshiped, that he was in communion with, who promised that he would bring him into blessing, Abram says, I'm not sure if he could handle this situation. So I'll tell you what, Sarah, you and I, and not even Sarah, Abram is saying, I've got a remedy. And whenever young people, we come up with a remedy, we're coming up with trouble. He says, when we get down there, I'm going to say, you're my sister. I'm not sure how Sarah felt about this, but certainly she went along with it. And the point I just want to make, as others may link on here, is this. That halfway house existing between the house of God and the heap of ashes is not good enough, young people. Because when we then move from that place, because it's not where God would want us to be, and our movements then tell us spiritually where our heart is. And the moment there is a roadblock, the moment there's a challenge, we start to come up with schemes and ways in which to deal with that matter. And man's wisdom is always going to lead to failure.
I want to just bring in these little five things that are in your outline. I want you to stop and look and think again of what might have been going through the mind of the man Abram. He had two choices. He could stay or he could leave. I look at the second one. You see the verse. Consider thy ways. Young people, what does it mean to consider something? What does it mean to consider? I believe it means to weigh in the presence of God, in the light of his word, which way the Lord would have me to do. Consider thy ways, the Lord said. Tony spoke of consequences a moment ago. Remember, the consequences were not what Abram wanted. He was not after this result. His idea was to preserve Sarah. He took the issue in his own hands, and exactly what he wanted to do, the very opposite happened. Pharaoh took Sarah into her house. We had Ruth again. Naomi and Elimelech went down with something in mind. And the very thing that that man feared was the very thing that happened. The very thing that Abram feared was the very thing that happened in his life. Abram obviously came to a conclusion. It was a bad conclusion. But you come to conclusions in your life before you ever act. You have in your mind arrived at something before you make a choice. Abraham went through choices, considerations. He came to a conclusion. Tony has just brought it before us. Sarah, this is what we're going to do. He made the choice. Young people, he couldn't control the circumstances that came from it. Oh, how, Lord, help us to see that, to be in your presence, because moms and dads can help pick up pieces of broken lives. They can help take care of a child born out of wedlock. They can help when a youngster has gotten on drugs or been on the meth problems that we have down south. But the lives of those young people are forever changed. The lives of those parents are forever changed. Scars are left that remain for a lifetime. The consequences of making a bad choice. Oh, how the Lord would impress this upon us. These were bad choices that this man made. I'll give you a couple things. Tony started it. They will kill me. Well, there's fear. Well, I thought Abraham was trusting God. But wait a minute. He left his altar. He left his tent. He could no longer depend upon God in the way that he was dependent on him. What is the second thing? Say thou art my sister, that it may be well with me. Well, what kind of interest is this? Self-interest, my concerns. The me word is a big word today. And then the word say. Well, that's deceit. That is to, you say this, it's not really true. We might be able to juggle it around a little bit and make someone think that it could be in a certain way. It's nothing but deceit. And then you come down to the verse 17. You find there were great material possessions that he gained from it. But he had a real problem. And young people, we will have the same problem. Because though Pharaoh entreated him well, what does verse 17 say? The Lord plagued him. The world treated him well, and the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house because of his treatment of Abraham. What a lesson for us to gain as we see the man of God in a wrong position now, and in a wrong condition now.